The WTF Review podcast is teaming up with a Vermont charity with a live auction fundraiser for Dave's Ice Cream Social, a Franklin County, Vermont organization that raises funds for cancer patients. We're looking for donations for auction items. Nothing is too small. If you're interested in donating, head to our Facebook page for details or send us a message. Because when everyone does a little, nobody has to do a lot. That's the beauty of community.
So that sounds like a pressure washer. So yeah, this show is going to be Chris and Scott Ferrioli doing yard work in our backyards. Huh. No, that's a Disney pressure washer you hear. And you're like, what does that mean? We are standing right now within, how far are we from the friendship boat, Scott?
I'd say about 50 feet.
50 feet from a friendship boat and about 200 feet from a cast member doing his morning power washing. And what we're going to do today is either going to be the greatest show idea ever, or the worst show idea ever. We'll let you decide. But we figure there's a lot of you that can't make their way to Florida and can't make their way to Walt Disney World. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Walt Disney World to you. And today I'm standing here with Scott Ferrioli from Buy and Sell DVC and DVC-Rental.com. And we're at the boardwalk. We are literally looking at the blue and yellow striped friendship boat. We've got a great day. It's going to be almost 85 degrees. I'm looking across at the yacht club and the beach club. I see Stormalong Bay. I see the ESPN Zone and Boardwalk Bakery. And we're going to go for a walk today. We're going to talk about the DVC Resort here at Boardwalk. We're going to talk about the DVC at Beach Club. And we're going to kind of observe what we're seeing as far as people with masks, wearing, not wearing, the sights, the sounds. And we're going to try and bring some ambient sounds from Walt Disney World to you guys. So, first things first. Scott, thank you. Always cool hanging out with you, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. I was just thinking about the ambient sounds. All they can hear us is huffing and puffing as we walk around.
Yeah. Two out-of-shape middle-aged guys go, I need a break. Hang on, I need a break. So, you know, I'm just going to get this out to start off with, and this is the truth, that like 5 years ago when we started off the show, I thought to myself, I would love to be able to do this kind of stuff, and I'm actually here today recording like on location, but I'm like hanging out with my buddy, and I'm circling the boardwalk. Like, this is the coolest thing ever, you know? So
just like you, 5 years ago, I was the same exact way before we moved down here. I dreamed of being able to do this and be able to run over here and run to the parks whenever we wanted.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm living the dream as well. So, I mean, we made it.
This is awesome. This is awesome. So, first things first, let's see. So, today is the middle of February. As we approach the front gate, both Scott and I had the same experience. We had a reservation for lunch later on, and we entered the gate. The guard asked to see our IDs, confirmed that we had a lunch reservation, and he said, have a nice day, park to the right-hand side, and that was pretty much it.
There's the boat.
There's the boat. The boat's pulling away. Tell me, is there not a cooler sound than hearing, like, the boats at Disney and the horns?
I know.
Oh,
absolutely.
My gosh. So we parked on the right-hand side of the boardwalk. There was no... They let us in. They're welcoming. They're not trying to go. At least the guard we got today was welcoming to our visit here to the boardwalk. The lobby, as soon as I stepped in, I saw Scott give him a big hug. And I said to him, oh, man, it feels good to be home. You know, as you take that first deep breath. So, anyways, so we went through the lobby. It looks the exact same. It's as beautiful as ever. And we're going to start off this walking tour by Flying Fish here and the Abracadabra and the Trattoria. You've eaten at Flying Fish, you've eaten at the Abracadabra or El Forno, Scott?
I've eaten at Trattoria El Forno, I have not eaten at Flying Fish, and I have not gone to Abracadabra.
I'm terrible. I've not eaten any one of these. My experience for boardwalk dining is limited to the Boardwalk Bakery.
Which is great.
The pizza window.
Which is great.
Right? This is where I go to. These are my stops, so.
No, I mean, we got two young kids, and they're a little bit picky, and... I'm a little on the thrifty side, so I try to save some money. So we typically do less expensive stuff as well. So
hashtag thrifty. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's just say it like it is. You and me are cheap. We're looking for the best possible option at the lowest price. All right. So I need you to pick something on this menu today. All right. So you got pizza al forno. You got the second serving. Don't make me say these words in Italian, Scott, because I'm going to embarrass myself.
Don't worry.
Don't make me say these things. So are you going with the seared sea scallops, the fire roasted potatoes, the braised beef, the braised short ribs? What are you going with? The chicken breast?
Well, here's the thing. Who's paying?
You're paying.
Oh, I'm paying?
You're picking up the tab.
Okay, in that case...
Who's paying, please? Come on, it's you.
I'm probably going to go with the Parmigiana di Pollo, which is the chicken parmesan, or possibly the lasagna al forno, just because they're less expensive. Because, again, on the cheaper side.
Don't get cheap on me, Ferrioli.
Well, I'm paying for myself, so I mean...
Oh, you're not paying for me?
Oh. You get an appetizer.
Did you hear that, oh, people? Did you hear that, oh? I'm going with the margarita pizza and maybe a little avocado toast. I'm getting me a little appetizer. You're paying the bill. What the heck?
Oh, man.
Everything looks awesome here. The poached eggs, even for breakfast, looks awesome. Poached eggs with fennel sausage. Now, I haven't had breakfast sausage in forever, but...
And as you know, their breakfasts here are fun now because they've got the characters. My wife's a huge Rapunzel fan, so that's what we came here for breakfast. Once they started doing the characters in the mornings, my wife had to come here and see Flynn Rider and Rapunzel.
Awesome. Awesome. We have to make a point to come back there. So we're moving on here. And again, it's a gorgeous day. It's sunny. It's the first day in like a week that there hasn't been thunderstorms and rain. It's literally the most beautiful day you can have here in Florida. We come up to the pizza window, and we've had tons of experience getting pizza at this pizza window.
Yeah, we have too.
And the birds, of course, are the most annoying thing during the pizza window, you know? So they're going to attack you when you get your outside seating.
Have you actually seen people get attacked? Because I have.
I have. I have.
I have too. I've only seen it once. I've been here a bunch of times. I've only seen it once. And it was just one trip. It was three different times. It was these seagulls that had these coordinated attacks. One would swoop down from behind, knock the food out of the person's hand, and then like six of them would dive bomb it on the ground. And I saw them do it three different times in like a 2 minute.
It was an organized plan of attack.
It was insane. I've never seen anything like it. It was always one would knock it down, and then the rest would all bum rush it. It was crazy.
Craziness. All right, we're standing outside the Boardwalk Bakery. So we're going to go into that in a little bit.
The little stuff Disney does, like it says the proprietor for this establishment is Hugh G. Croissant. So huge croissant.
Nice.
Little Disney touches.
So we're getting close to the end here. We're coming down towards the ESPN zone. And really what I want to stop here for is just a second. I'm going to grab a bench here with you for a minute. And I want to talk about the boardwalk as far as DVC goes.
Okay.
So, or we can even just stand here by the railing. So... Kind of like a Harry and Lloyd, stand at the bar and put out the vibe, you know? So talk to me about the Boardwalk DVC. So studios, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and three bedrooms, right?
Correct. Yep, they have all of them.
Okay. So the ones that I'm looking at right now, as I look back at the Boardwalk Bakery, these are all called...
Well right now, we're right outside the inn. Okay. So these are actually all the regular rooms.
Okay.
So right over there is the Village Green, which is like the middle that separates everything. So as we're facing it, everything to the right of the Village Green is all the villas. Everything to the left of it is all the in-rooms. And right now, due to the pandemic, all of the in-rooms are closed. They're not booking any of them.
Okay. So the Boardwalk, then, DVC, as you look over here by the crest of the wave and whatnot, those all have a certain view. What is that view called?
But where we are, this is all the Boardwalk view.
Okay.
So, and so if you're in the Village Green, which is the middle area, like I'm pointing to Chris. Chris can see that person standing on the balcony up there. That's the Village Green. Technically, that's considered a standard view, but you can see the boardwalk beautifully. So if you've ever got is that standard view or preferred view? I think that's the standard view, but you can always ask for a Village Green view, and you might get lucky because then you got a view of the boardwalk. But these are all boardwalk views surrounding the lake here.
That's like a great insider tip. Like, it's like cheating. You know, it's kind of like when you get the Bay Lake. I'm going to get the theme park view, but I'm really getting Bay Lake view, you know, or lake view. So, nice. Excellent. Okay. So, again, studios one, twos, and threes. How many of the big monster villas do they have here, and where are they located? Because I'm looking out right now. Where are the big three bedrooms? Do you know? Are they in the quarters or whatnot?
They're separated out a little bit. I can tell you right now that over at the big building, which is Boardwalk right there, it's got the big pillars there. We were in the three-bedroom right there.
Nice.
So, like, in that, like, yellow section, on like the third level up.
Right above the store, essentially, correct?
Correct, exactly. Right above the store.
Okay.
Which is a great store, by the way. It's the largest, one of the little good stores on property. It's called Screen Door. A lot of the other places have like these small little stores where you can pick up knickknacks and toiletries and stuff like that. But at Boardwalk, it's a giant store. So it's by far the largest of any of them. It's got the best variety.
And there is a store on the inside as well, too. And that is just a tiny
correct.
Little store.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, you're right. And, you know, if you've never walked around Boardwalk, if you've never gone around Crescent Lake, yeah, it's just an attraction to itself. Man, you're missing something out. Go get yourself a Rice Krispie treat and just come here and hang out. Now, right now, I know the games and whatnot, they're not going. But when they are operational, this is a great way to kill a few hours for just a minimal amount of money. So it's a really cool thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And at nighttime, they normally have the magicians out here performing. Again, not running at the moment. But that's one of my kids' favorite things to do. And somehow they always end up getting picked to be in the show. So
nice.
We absolutely love the magicians and entertainers outside. I mean, Disney pays for them. It's all free. You walk around. They do their whole magic shows or balancing acts, juggling. And they're absolutely wonderful.
Awesome. Let's look over here in this direction. So we got the ESPN Club at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been in there for a game? Because I know they try to attract people for like Saturday football, ACC football, NFL.
Yeah.
Have you ever been here for a game?
I haven't been here for like a big, big game. But I mean, I've probably eaten here probably 7+ times. And they've always got some, you know, they've always got the TVs going with sporting events on. So I've been here in the middle of many football games and different stuff. Never like a Super Bowl or like a, you know, a championship game. But I've been here during college basketball season when, you know, in the NCAA tournaments going on and regular baseball games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Always a lot of fun and less expensive options as well for us thrifty folks.
Thrifty. I like that.
Thrifty.
So when we've had an experience staying here, if you look right past the ESPN zone, so ESPN's club, I'm sorry, you have a path right here that eventually is, it's not circuitous, it's a windy path. It takes you up and over the bridge, and it takes you to the International Gateway and the Skyliner.
Birds try to take us out.
Birds try to take my recorder.
There's ducks walking at us, there's birds right here.
Right?
It's Wild Kingdom right now. I hope some of that picks up on here.
It will. So just beyond that is mm-hmm. the back end of Epcot.
Yep.
So, you know, when I'm here, whenever I have a chance and we walk around at nighttime, you see the glow of Epcot behind there. And again, I'm a thrifty guy, in quotes. So I don't go to the parks every day. We don't have annual passes right now. They're not selling annual passes. But just beyond here, you can get a glimpse of Epcot. And if you have any kind of view that's a boardwalk or a preferred view or even sometimes a parking lot view, when they do have the fireworks show, I know obviously it's not going right now. Illuminations is obviously gone and there's a new one coming. Even the Epcot Forever, is that going right now?
Yeah, nothing's going right now. That's gone. Right now they're preparing for Harmonious. They've got, I mean, you haven't been there. In the middle of the lake in around Epcot, they've got this giant screen fountain thing set up.
I've seen it.
So, you know, they're getting ready and they've been doing some testing and stuff. So hopefully sometime soon they're going to be launching that.
So you get a view of it. And so, yeah, if you want just a taste of Epcot without paying for Epcot, come here at dusk or at dark, you'll get it. All right, so we're at one end. We're going to walk towards the other end of the boardwalk right now. We're going to actually walk towards the DVC section, and we're going to walk towards a pool because that's like almost everyone's like, okay, maybe it's not your favorite pool, but it's like your second or third favorite pool on property because of the
it's
clown.
It's fixed now. There's no clown. It's fixed. Everybody loves it now.
Right? And again, I'm looking out at people, and if you're eating or you're drinking, you have your mask on. If you're not eating or drinking, you have your mask on, and that's kind of a mandate from Disney, and everyone's being respectful.
Oh, yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So there's always inherent risk if you're traveling during a pandemic, but they're doing a great job. I'm looking at spacing here, and the tables are easily 6, 8, 10 feet apart. So, yeah, no risk there. I don't see that as a stressor.
Nope.
We're approaching back towards Trattoria Al Forno and the Abracadabra and the Village Green, correct, Scott?
Correct.
All right.
Yep. Village Green is where they rent out the bicycles and stuff like that. So if you didn't understand what I was saying, that's like the main section when you walk outside. That's the big open area where they do the screening of the movies at night. They do the bike rentals and stuff like that.
All right. It's going to get a little loud here because you're going to hear the power washer. Let's go this way. Did I ever tell you my story of the Surrey bike here? Did I ever tell you my
I don't think so, no.
We never rented a Surrey bike, but we love walking around, like we mentioned. So this is the way that Disney brings people together. So over there by the Dolphin, they have the Hill of Doom. And if you rent the Surrey bike, getting that Surrey bike up the Hill of Doom is next to impossible. So my family was here walking, and we saw this guy and this girl, they must have been in their early 20s, and I don't even know, I couldn't even tell you like what they were as far as like health wise, but he was not going to make it up that hill. So being just, I'm trying to help him with Disney magic, I ended up pushing the guy's bike with him in it up the hill with him.
Oh, nice.
Got a picture. It was hysterical. The guy was laughing. It was really cool. All right.
So we're the pool. Where are we going?
Yeah, we're going to go right to the pool.
Okay.
So we're walking right by the outside porch right now of the boardwalk, and we can see it's beautiful. I mean, it's painted white, got nice brickwork, and we're approaching the tunnel right now by Muscle and Bustles, which is the gym.
And I love, right now we're passing Weiland Galleries, which is the art store. Pretty much one of the only resorts that actually has its own art gallery here, and it's absolutely fantastic. It's all Disney themed. That's all, you know, the top artists have their stuff in there, and it's a beautiful store. Again, closed at the moment. Once the inn opens back up, I'm sure everything's going to be opening, but right now shut down. But a great option. Again, this is all great extra stuff, you know. Besides, people say I don't need to stay at somewhere nice, you know, I'm going to go to the park all the time, I'm not going to spend time in the room. When you stay at places like this, you want to explore because there's so much great stuff.
You know, even right here, I've seen this view, I don't know, 10, 12 times, way less than you. And as soon as you walk from the tunnel out to here, even without the clown, you know, now obviously it's the Mickey's coaster. Yep. The color and just the scene, it jumps at you. And it, like, reminds you of, like, why this is superior to, like, just a resort outside of property. You see it and you know it immediately why this is special. So looking here at the Leaping Horse Libations, which is the bar, and the pool, it's, I mean, it's a nice day. It's probably 80 degrees right now. The pool's light. Maybe there's, I don't know, 20 people in the pool, but there's 50 people surrounding the pool with chairs right now. So it's like a summer day, but it's the middle of February at this point.
Absolutely. This just opened 17 minutes ago. I was here about a half hour ago, and it was closed because they opened at 10 o'clock. You know, not person around. I thought we were going to come out here, and there's going to be nobody out here. But it's busy. It's jumping. There's families having fun. It's great.
Yep, exactly. So people have staked out their spots for the day. It's beautiful. It truly is beautiful. I remember looking before, though, and seeing the swan and even parts of the dolphin, you know, from the pool. And I remember thinking to myself, boy, I don't really get to explore that resort. So one of these days, you and I have to get over there to the Swan and Dolphin and just do a Swan and Dolphin type show, because I rarely get to explore those resorts as much as I'd like to. So
okay. Yeah, I'm up for that.
But just gorgeous out here. All right, so we're leaving the pool area right now. Again, still one of the coolest pools on property. That coaster design, that slide design like a coaster, is really impressive. What's your favorite pool on property? Besides Stormalong Bay, let's not include that. What's your favorite pool on
property? Everybody loves Stormalong Bay. I mean, it's a great pool. I mean, Polynesian and Grand Floridian have fantastic pools as well. I may have to go with one of those two. Kidani and Animal Kingdom also has a really great pool.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Jumbo House gets all the credit because it's massive, but Kidani's kind of smaller, but it's really nice.
Plus, they got a nice splash and play area for the kids, too, as does Grand Floridian and Poly. So I do like that they have the splash and play areas, where Boardwalk does not.
I was surprised at the at how deep the Lazy River is over at Beach Club at Stormalong Bay. Mm-hmm. There are parts of that Lazy River that is 8-9 feet
yeah,
deep.
Yep.
Exactly. I figured you'd be walking around and just put your foot in the bottom. It's not like that at all.
Yep.
All right. So we're coming up back to the boardwalk here. If we go left, we're going to pass by the gift shop. Scott promised me he'd be buying stuff today, so I'm excited to pick out some stuff here. And we're going to look at the DVC section. Before they stopped trading pins, I used to constantly stop by the Disney Vacation Club area right here, and we would go and trade pins. In the future, the Disney Vacation Club reps, when they do have their lanyards on, is a great source for pin trading. It's pretty much every cast member, but the Disney Vacation Club guides do as well. All right.
I think typically they're given some better pins because they want you to come over and stop so they can try to talk to you and say, hey, why don't you come take a tour with us? So it seems that the DVC guides sometimes have the best pins.
And if you are a member, let them know. Let them know that you're a DVC member, because you will get yourself, you know, into a little conversation here. All right, so looking up at Thimbles and Threads and the Screen Door General Store, it's massive. It's probably, what, like 200 feet? You know, 200, maybe, no. 200.
Yeah. Bigger, right?
Way bigger. I was thinking yards, actually, in my mind, but yeah, way bigger. And there's a ton of you. So which was your room? Was that it right there, Scott?
Yeah, exactly. It's right up there. I can't remember if it's... third floor or fourth floor. But it was there's different grand villas at Boardwalk. Some of them have two floors. Some have, you know, one floor. We were on one floor. So
what is this? When does it expire? And what are the points going for right now? If I had to go and pick up a contract, if I wanted to pick up a contract in the resale market with you, what is it going for?
Resale market's probably going around 115, 120 a point. It's gone down a little bit, but they all expire in 2042. So it's actually a really great bargain. You know, Beach Club expires in 2042. You're in the same exact location, but Beach Club is a much smaller property, so it goes for a bit of a premium because a lot of people also specifically want Beach Club because they want access to Stormalong Bay.
Makes sense. So you don't get access to Stormalong Bay here. They used to have pool hopping as an option.
Yep.
Pool hopping isn't an option ever at Stormalong Bay.
Correct.
Can you access the pool at Boardwalk with pool hopping? I know they have certain times they can and can't during like high season and whatnot, but...
Yes, you absolutely can. You're able to come over here and use the pool at Boardwalk if you're a DVC member.
Okay, really cool. I got to tell you, just looking out here and seeing the view these guys get, this is fantastic. Yeah. It's busy, though. That's the one downside, is if you like your resort to be quieter, if you're looking for like a Saratoga or Old Key West or something a little more laid back, this can be rough if you've got the Boardwalk view, because I mean, you can hear the music behind me, you hear the Friendship Boat pulling back right here, the power washer, so it can be noisy, especially at nighttime too. There are things going on when you are post-pandemic, so it can be a little loud.
Yeah, we've had Boardwalk views before. I mean, I never found it to be too bad, but I mean, it is noisier and it's busier. That's also one of the great things about here is that, and that's why my two favorite resorts, as Chris knows, pretty much are Animal Kingdom and Boardwalk. They're the two we've stayed at the most. Animal Kingdom is such a quiet, laid-back resort. And I said, you know, if you're looking for a mellow place, especially love Jumbo House, when you go to the parks, go back to Jumbo House, and it's just super quiet at night and it's relaxing. But it could be a little possibly boring. And if you've got kids or you've got teenagers, you know, people who don't want to be in the room as of 8 o'clock at night, Boardwalk's a great option because there's so much stuff going on down here that, you know, the kids can go out and they can walk around here and there's ice cream and there's sweet shops and there's music and there's all stuff to do. So, I mean, it's two very different options to have, but that's what makes DVC so great is that you've got these choices.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned 2042. What do you suspect is going to happen in 2042? Now, with Old Key West, there was already kind of a plan of attack. They extended it for another 15 years. You had the option to buy in at the extension.
So you say that, and I hear, you know, I have a plan. Attack.
Exactly.
Avengers. But, yeah, I mean, Chris wasn't expecting that. But, yeah, right now, with Old Key West, you know, they gave the extension for 15 years, 2057, and apparently it wasn't a huge... A lot of the Old Key West members weren't big fans of it. People felt that they charged too much for it. So I'm not sure if they're going to start doing more extensions again or if they learned their lesson last time, because they haven't offered it for any other resort since Old Key West. Little golf cart thing driving by. I don't know if they're going to do the extension or possibly they're going to sit there and say, you know what, we're going to have... I think there's a decent chance that they're going to say, you know what, let's let it expire and let's start it all over again and we'll resell it from scratch 50 years and they'll just, you know, kick up their sales again. It's not like they have to create a brand new resort. They've got Beach Club. They might just say, everybody expired. Okay, now we're going to resell it again for $350 a point.
You know, and perhaps seeing the restrictions they're levying on the Riviera and seeing how they're being received, it gives them the fortitude to do something like that.
Possibly, yeah.
When we went and bought, the original contract that we have through retail, and then we bought our second contract through resale. And now, since then, we've sold our second contract. I sold it with you. The DVC guide, he told us, he said, you know what, Disney has the funds that after 50 years, there'll be major renovations, or in fact, there'll be a new entire resort. Almost alluding you to the fact they might actually redo the resort in terms of like knock it down or just rebuild the resort. That's not going to happen here at the Boardwalk. The Boardwalk just won't possibly happen. There's too much property and it's still in fantastic shape, obviously.
Oh,
and it's in people's hearts. They love this place. You can't take down a ride for 3 weeks at Walt Disney World.
You especially I was going to say the same exact thing. You know, you take down a ride and people are signing petitions to keep the ride. I mean,
correct.
Can you imagine trying to redo or take down a whole resort that people have loved and gone to for 50 years?
Save Streetmosphere, you know, over there, you know, okay,
yeah.
Save the Boardwalk. I mean, I can't imagine that happening. So, but you are right, though. They may let everyone just expire out. I don't know. It's all speculation. But the fact is...
They got the music going right now. I'm not sure. What, you think they'll pick it up? Because they got the old-time, like, jazz-style music.
I
think I love the Boardwalk.
It. And, you know, sitting here, we're on a bench right now. We're just relaxing, and we see people jogging by the boardwalk right now. So if you hear the if you hear audible jogging. Footsteps, that's exactly why.
You know, it's not us, because if it was us, you'd hear the huffing and puffing as well.
you'd hear it. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so you're here. What do you stay at when you come here with your family? Do you try and stay at a studio and conserve points? Do you find the one-bedroom, two-bedroom? What do you find is, like, your best option? I mean, you're not getting this all the time. That was a splurge for your family, the three-bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, typically our family stays in the studios just to conserve points. Sometimes with the business, we end up with extra points that we have to get rid of, and that's typically when we'll upgrade a room. Because once you do a one-bedroom or larger, it's kind of hard to go back to the studios.
So hard.
And we live locally, so, you know, we sit there and we go, okay, you know, do we want to sit here in a studio that's, you know, 350 square feet, or be in a full-size house where we're comfortable and my kids have their own room? So, like, just as an example, we had some points that we kind of had to get rid of, so over the next week and a half, we've got two-bedroom options that we're doing one night apiece, but we're going to be staying at Beach Club for one night, Grand Floridian for a night, and Riviera for one night.
Oh, it's a tough life to be Scott Ferraioli. Look at that.
It's tough.
Someone's got to do it.
I take it for the team.
Someone's
kind of like I do, like, the food of the week. I do these special desserts and everything. I take it for the team. I get no pleasure out of any of this.
See that, people? Working hard for you. So, hey, you know what? And actually, you know what? I probably should have said this to start off with. I'm happy that we're back on. We haven't touched on a DVC show for a long time. So, I know there'll be a lot more DVC content coming up in the future with you and what I'm hoping you'll enjoy it. I'm hoping that we give people some insight, and you never know, you might just turn people on, you know, to coming back down here as far as during the pandemic, because we're sitting here right now, I don't see a body within, what, 60, 70 yards of us right now.
Exactly. It's a great time to come down here. I mean, it's different. You know, I would say if this is the only trip you're planning for 5-10 years, don't come down here now. Wait till everything's back up and running completely. But I mean, again, if you're somebody who comes down here once a year, once every 2 years, it's a great time. Boardwalk's a fantastic place to be right now, because with only the villas being open, you've got half of the people walking around here. So it's much less crowded. It's absolutely gorgeous here.
How many contracts do you have right now listed for Boardwalk? Do you know?
I don't think there's a ton offhand. I think maybe we probably have only two or three listed. But normally at this time of the year, I'm begging people for points for rent for Boardwalk. And I was talking to my wife about this the other day. We were going through our system. We've probably got 15,000 Boardwalk points right now. I was actually going to put out a Facebook post later on today saying, like, you know, if you're looking to go to Boardwalk, it's a great time, and we have points. Because normally people are booking for Food and Wine Festival, and I'm messaging members, you know, begging them for points, going, listen, we've got 20 Boardwalk reservations.
Correct.
That need points. We're dying. Give us your points. We have a bunch of Boardwalk points right now. It's just everything kind of goes in, like, ebbs and flows. Like, right now we're getting a ton of stuff for Polynesian. I'm like, you know, Boardwalk, we've got the points right now, but it's a fantastic resort. I love Boardwalk. I can't stay here enough.
All right, so full disclosure, Scott, where did you grow up? Where did you live before Florida?
Well, I was Long Island and then New Jersey.
Hence the Boardwalk love. All right, so let's just get that out there in the open. No, I agree with you. It's not my top resort, but you know what? It's so welcoming, and it's so unassuming. When you walk into Grand Floridian or the Riviera or even the Polynesian, you know what? There's a certain level of, like, either you're comfortable immediately or you're not. But this is like... Everybody's welcome here. There's no pretentious nature about this whatsoever, despite the fact that you hear old school music right now. But
yeah, exactly. I mean, again, I love the resort. When you go into the lobby, it's a beautiful lobby, but it doesn't blow you away like Grand Floridian or Jumbo House does. You know, you walk into those resorts and they're big and they're open, and your jaw drops.
Yeah,
Boardwalk is not like that. It's a beautiful resort inside, but the thing is, it's laid back and it's mellow, and it feels more like home. Like, as you said, some of the other resorts sometimes could seem a little pretentious, possibly, to some people. I mean, they're all beautiful. But I mean, Boardwalk, I love the location. I love the food options. I love that you're right here on the lake. You can walk around. There's a couple that, you know, you've got Boardwalk, you've got Beach Club, Yacht Clubs here. You've got Swan and Dolphin right here as well. You can walk and check out any of these places. You've got boat access to the parks. I mean, you've got the Skyliner now down by Epcot. There's so much stuff to choose from that it's just...
Here, at your feet.
Yeah, exactly. Everything is right here. And, you know, Grand Floridian, yeah, it's beautiful and it's amazing, but it just doesn't have all the stuff that Boardwalk has.
All right, so for the team, Scott, I propose we switch views. Let's get the view over of the Yacht Club and Beach Club. You mind? Let's just take a little.
Sure, let's do this.
Let's do this. All for you guys, just so you know. So we're gonna switch views here. You mentioned, though, something about having an excess amount of points.
Yes.
What does that mean? How do I rent? I mean, I know I'm kind of leading you to the question, but there are people that understand completely how to rent points, and there are people that have no idea how to rent points. So what does point rental mean, and like, how do you do that?
Yeah, so when Disney Vacation Club owners have an excess of points, they're not going to go this year, they can't. There's a lot of reasons a DVC member could have extra points. They contact us, and, you know, we have a contract with them to protect them. But essentially, you know, we help rent out their points. So if, say they've got all DVC rooms, contracts are based on, it's a point system. So, you know, you get 200 points a year, and, you know, a studio in the standard view could start at 10 points per night, and, you know, a three bedroom could be 100 points per night. So, and it's flexible, so you could stay in any type of room, and not even just Boardwalk, you can stay at any of the other Disney World resorts as well. They're deluxe DVC resorts. So when they're not able to use them, we rent them out. So anybody who wants to come down here, you don't have to be a DVC member, any Disney family who wants to stay in one of these deluxe resorts for a good discount can contact us, and we check availability for you. And, you know, if we find that the room's available at Animal Kingdom or Grand Floridian or any of the resorts, our DVC members will then go and book the room for you, and everything will be booked in your names for you. So, you know, it's not like you have to pretend to be the Chang family. You know, I mean, everything's booked for you, and it links up on your My Disney Experience, so everything is the same as you're accustomed to already. But you'll be staying in the deluxe rooms for about half of what Disney charges. I mean, because the DVC member has paid a lot of money to be a Disney Vacation Club member, and they've locked in for 50 years. So when they can't use it, essentially they're passing off their savings on to you. They want to recoup some of their money for what they've paid every year. But by booking these rooms, you save a ton of money. So essentially, yeah, all these Boardwalk owners, we've got a lot of these points that contacted us. They can't make it down. So I've got these Boardwalk points that can be used to book Boardwalk up to 11 months in advance. So, I mean, again, if you want to stay at Boardwalk at any of the resorts, just contact us and we can book the rooms for you.
So I've done that. So you mentioned, so people are like, well, why would a DVC member ever want to give up their points? So personally, for me, I just happened to be in a situation where it just didn't work out. We went to California, and we went to St. Louis, and we had vacations planned that just didn't work our way back to Walt Disney World, because let's be honest, it's gorgeous. It's where you want to come, but it's expensive. So you might find you need a little less expensive vacation in the summertime, so you're not going to use your points.
In case you want to be, say, thrifty.
Thrifty. Thrifty, yeah. Hashtag thrifty. So
I think it's trending on Twitter right now.
I'll check. So I called Scott, and I said, hey, I've got like 130 points I'm not going to be able to use. How do I do this? So he goes, let me send you over a contract. And within like a matter of days, this was pre-COVID, but within a matter of days, Scott said, hey, I've got somebody who's interested in renting some points. I've checked availability. It's like August 17th to 23rd. They want to book a one bedroom. It's going to be 119 of your 130 something points or whatever the case may be. Can you book it? So the next text is, yeah, I checked it out. It's good. Scott, send me the information. I make the reservation under their name. And from that point forward, I'm pretty much out of the loop. They're able to access pretty much everything they want. And, you know, Scott still acts as the intermediary. So there's never any direct contact between me and the renter. So it goes through Scott. And, like, what is it? It was like half the money or like a third of the money up front. And then when they stay, it's like the other percentage? Or how does that work?
Yep. After we book the room for somebody, they're expected to pay us within a week. If they pay us, you know, online, we get the payment immediately. They could also mail a check to us. So within a week or so, we should have their full payment. Then we pay our DVC members 75% up front, and the remaining 25% is paid the day after they're supposed to check in.
Gotcha. Hey, that's something I wanted to ask you about today. It may not be entirely appropriate for this show, but during this pandemic, I know that a lot of people have canceled. They booked reservations, they canceled, they were looking. And it must have cost you, it must have been a nightmare for you trying to deal with that. You do offer trip insurance, though, when they book a DVC like rental, don't you?
Yeah, we do offer a no questions asked travel insurance as well. So, again, does that be for pandemic? It's no questions asked. So, any reason, you know, your daughter broke up with her boyfriend, you stubbed your toe, whatever. You can cancel. Do the pandemic, though.
If you stub your toe, you need a cart. Don't worry. Stub and toe does not count.
I know. But it just, during the pandemic, I mean, we normally try to stick to our policy. During the pandemic, we understand nobody expected this, and we had literally like 300 families who wanted to reschedule or do something. So we worked nonstop for a couple months. Resorts were closed, so there was really barely anybody booking anything. But we literally just, around the clock, 15 hours a day, were changing rooms for people and trying to help them out. I mean, anybody who had the insurance was able to get, you know, their money back, which then we were responsible for getting out of the reservation. But I mean, we tried to help everybody. We helped literally hundreds and hundreds of people reschedule their trips or try to or resell their trips for them. So I mean, we've resold probably 90-95% of the trips that people had as well. So we were able to get them 100% credit to use for the next 24 months.
You know, so we were talking, we were texting, we were calling each other during that time. And Scott and I are friends away from the show too as well. So we were talking about, hey, how are things going and whatnot. It must be a nightmare. And you literally turned around like everybody. And it was a great, it was great customer service, because you have a time where people are panicked. And I'm not saying anything about other companies in particular, but I've heard nightmares about, hey, you're out. That point, those are our points, and no refunds and whatnot. And that's really bad business during this time, because people need flexibility. They need assurances. And I got to tell you, if you work hard for a person now, they'll remember that, you know? So yeah, I'm just giving you credit for that, because there are other stories I've heard where it was like, they did me wrong, and that's not right.
No, I mean, I appreciate it. You know, we tried our best. That, you know, we had literally like two families that weren't able to reschedule or wouldn't work with us that, you know, weren't happy. But I mean, two out of like over 300, we did pretty darn well. I mean, there are other companies out there, I'm not gonna mention any names, but literally they took their reviews off of their Facebook pages during the pandemic because they were getting blown up.
Yeah, not good.
Because a lot of them were not helping at all. They wouldn't even allow them to resell the reservations. I mean, we did everything we could with rescheduling people.
And it probably cost you. It probably cost you money to do that, you know?
I mean, again, we did a ton of extra work, especially like we probably resold well over somewhere 100, 150 people's reservations, and we gave them 100% credit to use another time. So we were doing all this extra work and not making a dime.
The point is not to blow smoke up your up your keister, but to say during the pandemic, it's hard when you're trying to plan a trip. And, you know, you worked hard, and I'm proud of you as my buddy just to be able to do that for people. You know what I mean? So
I appreciate it. There are other companies out there. I mean, I've always said since day one, the way we're going to differentiate ourselves is by offering the best customer service. And we try to do that, and we really, really did try to do it during the pandemic. And I mean, almost everybody recognized it, that, you know, we went out of our way to help people. So I mean, it was hard, and it not gonna lie, it sucked, because it was a ton of work.
Hashtag it sucked. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was literally a ton of work. Our whole team worked their tails off, and you know, there's no money coming in by doing it. You know, all the resorts are shut down. Nobody knows when they're going to be reopening stuff. So I mean, nobody's booking new reservations. Everybody's at, like, you know, wait and see type thing. And we've got 300 families that we're rebooking and redoing and reselling and trying to do all this stuff. And, you know, there's no money at it. You know, there's at the end of all this work, there's no money.
But it's the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It's the right thing to do. And that brings us back full circle to where we are right now. So we still have a bunch of boardwalk points. And I say we, but, like, yeah, you still have a bunch of boardwalk points because people still are tentative. And you're completely validated in that. But as I sit here today looking at blue skies and white clouds, and I'm literally staring right here across at Stormalong Bay and the Beach Club and Yacht Club, which couldn't be more beautiful, there is good news on the horizon. So the vaccines are getting more widely distributed, people are getting more comfortable traveling, and even if you were waiting, like Scott said, it is a good time. I've stood here and sat here with you for about 20 minutes now, and maybe 50 people have walked past us total.
Yeah.
And this boardwalk is big. So if you've debated it, anything could happen in life at any point, but this seems to be as good a time as any to try.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're comfortable with it, it's a great time to come down here. I mean, again, we understand, you know, things are not perfect. You know, everything's not back to 100% normal, but Disney's doing a good job of trying to keep everybody safe. You know, they don't want people to get sick, because then, you know, it looks bad for them.
For sure.
I mean, I thought, honestly, within the first week of them being open, some news story was going to come out saying that, you know, the family says, I got sick at Disney, and it was going to blow up the newspaper, even though it's not their fault. You know, if one family gets sick out of, you know, whatever it's 50,000, 100,000, they're down here. But that hasn't happened. You haven't seen any news stories. You haven't seen anything linked to Disney. Disney has done, not Disney, Universal, all of them have done a great job trying to keep everybody safe, wiping stuff down, enforcing the masks, you know, trying to keep everybody separated in the queues. I mean, they're doing a great job to try to keep you and your family safe. And, you know, if you're somewhat comfortable, it's a great time to come down here. Lines are less. I mean, we're literally walking right now. There's not a single person out in the boardwalk in front of us where we are.
Between Big River Grill and the Atlantic Dance Hall, it's completely empty. Scott, I know it's closed right now. You ever eat at Big River Grill?
Yep, I have. Some would say it's a hashtag thrifty place to eat, less expensive.
it's great. I love the outdoor seating because sometimes during the day, you know, we're always super, super busy, but sometimes my wife and I are able to actually get away and have lunch, and we'll come sit out here and we'll eat right outside on the boardwalk overlooking the lake. Great options. They've got a great Cobb salad there. Their burgers are great. I mean, absolutely great hidden gem, Big River Grill.
Cool. We just passed the Disney Vacation Club. Like, they have a location here. You come in and see a model room. So, you know, how do you, I mean, you're obviously in the resale business. They're in a retail market right now. But if you're debating, you know, if you're staying and you're like, hey, I want to know what this is about, do you recommend? Because I would think that I would like, no, go on the tour. Just remember, when you look at the end of the tour, remember the price that you're being offered retail and resale, you know, and it's very much so different. But if you want to get your hands on it and feel, go and take a look at the tour.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely encourage anybody who's thinking of doing DVC, take the tour. Don't sign up right away. And DVC is typically pretty good. They don't pressure you. Take the tour. Learn everything. We want you to be knowledgeable about this, because the more knowledgeable you are about DVC, the better off you're going to do, and you're going to be a better customer for us.
Well, and it's expensive. Let's be honest. You're not doing it casually. I mean, the entry buy-in right now is steep. So we're walking by Dueling Pianos, the Jelly Rolls, and the Atlantic Dance Hall, where they used to have some DVC stuff. I don't know if they use it anymore for that. I think it's pretty much just at this point.
I've actually never been in there.
Oh.
And the thing is, now that it's currently shut down, I'm dying to go in there, because I'm going, man, I never tried it. I should have tried it previously.
Do you remember they had this character called DVC?
Yep.
Yeah, and so I remember we went there a couple of times when they were doing trivia and trivia night, and she was like the character, in air quotes, was DVC was over there. So
DVC, yeah. Red hair, over the top.
Yeah, over the top. Yep. Exactly.
Funny, though.
It was adorable. All right, guys. So we're coming to the end here. We're actually coming to the bridge here by the Yacht Club, Beach Club, Dolphin, and Swan. So we hope we kind of brought a little bit of the boardwalk to you. And I tell you what, instead of continuing on, we're going to make a second show right here. We're going to do our Yacht Club, Beach Club tour. We hope you enjoyed it. Again, Scott, if someone wanted to contact you or had any questions, best way, buddy.
Best way is always to email me at Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at DVC-rental.com, DVC-rental, whatever you want to call it, but Scott, my name, at our company, DVC-rental.com.
How about Facebook groups?
Our Facebook page is DVC-rental webpage, and then we also own the DVC Resales group. If you have DVC Resales, I forget, there's so many different things we call it, but it's just search for DVC Resales on there, and you'll find our resales group.
Yeah, exactly. So at this point, if you have any other questions, though, you can find me at EdCot, find Scott at EdCot. You can find all of the Dubs hosts there. We have a community. But you know what? We need to get back in the DVC game a little more. We've been out of the DVC game for a little bit of time. And so that's our intent, is we want to bring some Walt Disney World to you. We want to bring you know, an expert back with you. And boy, look at that view. The dolphin is just gorgeous, and the swan is gorgeous.
It is. And I'm going to cut you off because I'm shameless. I just searched it because, again, if you want to find us exactly in the resales group, it's Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC.
There you go.
You put all the little taglines in there, you know, because you want people to be able to find you.
I think I remember giving that out in the years past. I drew a blank.
Yeah, you've asked me in the past as well on the show, and I've just given you that blank stare, like, man, it's all resales right. Something, Disney Vacation Club.
All right, and I'm going to make everyone roll their eyes one last time. You know what? It's a great day. It's about 80 degrees. I'm walking the boardwalk with my buddy. We're talking Disney Vacation Club. You hear the sounds. This is a good day.
Oh, definitely a great day.
All right, everybody. We'll see you later. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you.